This morning, we finished this little mini-series that is entitled Follow Me. And today, it isn't the initial Jesus saying, follow me. That was week one. It's not just Jesus saying, join me, join my church. It's not just Jesus saying, be a part of me, a part of my body with your giftedness, like we talked about last week. Today, it's commune with me. Stop what you're doing. Call out to me, commune with me. Well, the setting is that Jesus has had the Last Supper with his apostles. And there was probably others in that room serving and helping. And he spends that dinner with them. And after dinner, he teaches them. And that teaching went on as they walked down from that house, crossing the Kidron Valley and up to the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives. But we think that what I'm going to read to you right now probably took place in that upper room, John 17, where basically he's encouraging them to do two things, commune with him and commune with each other. So if you have your Bibles this morning, you might open them up to John 17. We passed out a sermon listening guide to help you as well. John 17, beginning in verse 13, Jesus says this, I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. Stop right there. This is part of the overall high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ, where he's interceding for his apostles, but also interceding for you and me. Verse 15, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. We can see in this first part of the passage that you and I, we're set apart to commune with Jesus. To commune is to be set apart. You can't commune with Jesus unless you are set apart by him. And that's what the whole Holy Series is going to be, is looking at how we can be set apart for God, how even nature is set apart for God, and our bodies are set apart for God. To set apart is that word that we get our word sanctify from. And you can see in this passage, verse 17 and 19, three times some form of sanctify is used. It's to be made holy by God. You can't do it yourself. He makes you holy when you transfer the debt of your sin to Jesus, when you receive him. He's the one who can make you holy. He's the only one. So to commune is, first of all, to be set apart, but also to commune is a privilege. Have you ever thought about that? It's a privilege. Non-believers can't have this special communion with Christ. They can't. They have not been changed, born again from the inside out. Animals, as blessed as they are, they can't have this special communion with God. Animals can't. Have you thought about this? That even angels, angelic beings that are a higher order than us, can't have this special communion with God based on grace. Why? Angels, right? They don't know what this thing of grace and the gospel is and forgiveness is. We do. So we actually have a special kind of communion that even these angelic beings don't have with God. What an amazing thing. And notice in verse 14 and 17, the focus of communion is the Word, is the Holy Scriptures. Now, you might not like that. You might say, I'm not a reader. I just want to pray. Or I just want to experience God in nature. Well, okay, I do as well. I do as well. But the focus here is there's something about the Word of God that allows us to commune with Him in a special way that we can't in any other way. 17 says, sanctify them by truth. Your word is truth. So there has to be some truth for there to be people who are set apart. Again, if you're not a Bible reader, I get it. Many of you probably aren't naturally inclined just to be readers in your spare time. I get that, but find a way to commune with God through His Word, right? Get a translation that speaks to you, right? Get a study Bible that will help you out. Use the YouVersion on your phone. Listen audibly to Scripture being read through YouVersion or many other opportunities to do that. But find a way to get the Word of God to soak into your life. Why? You're going to be communing with Jesus. He's going to sanctify you in that way. See, it's so important. Well, we need a testimony. Dan Slingerland's going to come out. And if you grab that microphone right there, Dan, right on the wall right here, this one, Dan, right here. And come out and sit with me. And I want to kind of interview. And I'm going to sit right here. You can sit there.
Is this thing on?
Now it is.
All right.
This is Dan Slingerland, one of our greeters, actually. You can tell by the name tag. Thanks for coming out. And you own a cleaning business. And so you clean commercially and personally in homes and all of that. And that gives you great opportunity. We were just talking before this hour, this whole concept of communing with God, personally with God. What does that look like for you? What are some ways that you try, different ways you try to commune with God?
Well, I hope I answer your question there, Pastor, but I gave my life to Christ when I was 19 years old on board the USS Mount Whitney. I'm retired military. And do you remember one time I told you that I was living a lukewarm life? Do you remember mm-hmm. that? Yeah. And you asked me, what does that mean to you, Dan? And so on January 1st of 2014, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was living for the things of this world, and I was battling my flesh, and I just gave up. And so I went into prayer. Now, King Solomon what did he pray for?
Wisdom.
Anybody?
Wisdom.
Wisdom, right. I didn't ask for that. I asked to be approachable and to be physically able to do what God called me to do. And as a result, I was always astonished by where it talks about in 1 Thessalonians, we're praying unceasingly. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, I was able to memorize Scripture very quickly and to be able to pray as I clean carpet, to be honest with you, and be able to witness to others and to really live God's Word each and every day.
So, communing with God, that's a personal thing for you, you and the Lord daily, and I'm hearing you say that you do it through reading the Word, memorizing the Word, praying, right? And then
yes, Pastor.
I know you're a doer of God's Word, so you also do, right,
yes,
to commune with God. Is that fair?
Praise God.
Yeah.
All for His glory.
Yeah. And so you're trying to always be involved in the lives of people. But let's get back to the Scripture and the Word part of it. So this thing with the Word and memorizing the Word, why do you think that's so important to you?
It's important to me because it allows me to just live God's Word. If it's etched in your heart each and every day, brothers and sisters, it's just, and God's Word is the bread of life. If we read His Word and abide in His Word, He is faithful.
Amen. Amen. So, why don't you stand up right there, and why don't you encourage us today with a bit of God's Word, all right?
He who has ears, let him hear. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. This will prolong your life many years and give you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. This will win you favor and a good name in sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, and then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father the son He delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can desire can compare with her. Long life in her right hand, and in her left hand is riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is the tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. See, the fact of the matter is, you were made to commune with God. And until you have filled that God-shaped blank in your soul with God, you're going to be searching. You're going to be empty. Nothing will fulfill you. But God has sent His Son to fill that blank. And now we commune with Him, with the Lord Jesus. So make that a priority every day. In fact, in this service today, we're setting apart some time right now to commune with Jesus Christ. Maybe your week has been full. Maybe you've been busy. Maybe you are grieving, as many in our church are. Maybe you've got this illness. Maybe you are frustrated. Maybe whatever it is. Maybe you're sin sick. You've been playing out some of your signature sins. Today is the day that God has appointed you to be here, and we're going to slow down. We're going to sing a couple songs. We're going to stand together in just a moment. We're going to worship. We're going to pray. This is your chance to prepare for communion in just a little bit. This is your chance to just get real with God. And let me just say this, the altar is open. We're going to sing two songs. And this is an opportunity for some of you maybe just to come at the altar and kneel and have a special time of prayer with God. I get it. You can stand and pray with God, but maybe you just want to come and pray for this church. We need it. Pray for your family. They need it. Pray for yourself. So let's just listen to the Holy Spirit speak to us. Let's respond as we worship, as we pray, as we commune with Jesus in a special way.